are talking quarterbacks. Dave Spadaro joined by Nick Foles, of course, who starts Thursday's preseason finale against the New York Jets, fresh off a 99.5-yard touchdown drive to beat the Jaguars on Saturday night. And I asked you this off, how many 99.5-yard drives have you had in your career?
I can't really recall. I know that I've been backed up several times in my career just playing football, and that we've scored a few touchdowns.
These don't stick with you forever?
No, I mean, there's a lot of times where I'll go back and watch film of, you know, when I played in college, if there's an old game on TV for a chance, you know, by chance, and I'll see a play, and, you know, it might be a touchdown throw that, you know, I didn't necessarily remember. It had to bring back everything, so.
Are you the kind of guy who remembers and it sticks with you the mistakes that you make that you want to correct right away rather than the success that you have?
I mean, not necessarily. When the mistakes happen, I correct them, and honestly, I forget about them. Those are gone. You know, I'll correct them, and once I correct it and know what I did, it's gone.
You always been like that?
Yeah, I've always been like that. I've just always moved on to the next thing and haven't really dwelled on, you know, the achievements, doing well, or, you know, what I messed up on. I've always just tried to just get better as a person and a player.
And so that approach, Nick, really helped you as you went through the summer here. Michael named the starting quarterback, and then the media kind of pouncing on you and saying, Nick, how do you feel? How do you feel? How do you feel? Maybe expecting to see some dejection, some disappointment. Instead, you just said, it was a few seconds, and then I moved on.
Yeah, exactly. I felt like we competed each and every day. I felt like we both got better as players, and you know, I have a great opportunity to, you know, help him and make him the best player possible at the same time, every day working, you know, to better me as a player. So I'm going to keep working. I'm going to just always be ready.
In your mind, Nick Foles, starting quarterback, right?
Yeah, that's what I want to be. I want to be a starting quarterback someday.
Nick, tell me about your transition to this offense and just embracing the whole thing mentally. Has it been a challenge for you mentally, or has it come easily? Is Coach Lazor done a really nice job working with you to get it all right?
Yeah, Coach Lazor's done a great job with all of us, just really working with us. And he's great with the attention and details and really ingraining that in us and working on it when we're on the field and then when we're watching film or drawing it on the boards. He does a great job of that. And then with learning any new offense, it's a challenge, but you just take it in pieces. And as you learn it, you know, you get more and more comfortable with the reps. So I feel really good about where I'm at right now. Just gotta keep getting better.
The West Coast offense was terminology based, right? I mean, this doesn't seem to be. You're not standing up there spitting out this long verbiage in a huddle and then going to the line of scrimmage. Is that accurate?
Yeah, it's different. It's different, and that's what's fun about it. Is, I mean, every offense I've been in has been different, so you learn different things. And sometimes, you know, there's things that are carried over, different concepts, or maybe a run game, or, you know, there's things that you always learn from one offense that you can always add to what you're good at or your skill set, and you take it with you to the next.
If you were to watch film, Nick, of the way you played last August versus this August, would you notice a difference in your tempo, your setup, anything?
I think it'd be 9-day difference. I think that throughout the year, I've always taken the approach of improving a little bit each and every day, and those add up through the course of a year, and especially during the off season. And I feel, you know, it definitely looked different. I think just the way I move, the way I throw, the way I drop, the way I move in the pocket, just everything would be it'd be better. I'm not saying I was bad last year. I'm just saying that sure. I take pride in just working hard and improving. So, but at the same time, that's my daily thing. Like today, got to get better. Tomorrow, right, a little better. So
it's a great short-term approach.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, everything is really just do what you're doing right now well and then move on to the next thing.
Yeah, don't look too much in the future. Like, we all have goals of what we want to accomplish in the future, what we want to be. But to get to that goal, you have to live in the now. You have to live in this moment right now. And what can I do right now to make me a better player and a better person? And I've just always taken that approach.
Let's talk about your rookie season, Nick. Really, I mean, I don't know if you took much time to just kind of collect yourself in the off season, look back, but did it go fast? Was it a blur, as they often say?
Yeah, at the beginning, you're learning so many new things, all the playbook, you're adapting to being in the NFL, you're so used to playing in college and having your team there, and the NFL is just a different thing. And but once you really get used to it and you get into the rhythm of the season, you get through the preparation throughout the week, the schedule, it really does go fast. And when the season was over, gave, you know, a couple of weeks, I sort of meditated on and looked back about it, about what I did during the season, what our team did, and just sort of in my mind, what do I want to work on this offseason? What do I want to approach? How do I want to go at it? And, you know, it was definitely a blur of a year.
And then Chip comes along and everything's totally different around here. Right? I mean, from our standpoint, it's totally different from your standpoint as well.
Yeah, when Chip came along, things definitely did change. But, you know, I felt like the coaching staff last year with Coach Rhea, you know, I always have the utmost respect for that staff just because they were, you know, they drafted me my rookie year. They really developed me as a player. Coach Peterson, Matt Nagy, all those coaches, Coach Reed, Marty Morningwig. I'll always be thankful for them giving me opportunity. And, you know, it's my goal to, you know, it's my job to keep working at what they've taught me. And, you know, Coach Laser and all the coaches I've had in my life, just learning from them, just getting better. But, yeah, when Chip came in, it definitely was a change. But I was excited. I've been really excited. I think the world of Chip.
You think this offense is limitless in its possibilities if things get tightened up, the turnovers reduced, the mistakes minimized?
I think that this offense can be very successful if we eliminate mistakes and, you know, run the play like it's supposed to and make the right decisions as quarterbacks and make sure that we're running the play the right way. Now, defenses are going to, you know, see this and do add different things, adapt to it, but at the same time, we need to overcome and adapt ourselves, and that just goes with the players and the preparation and all the coaches. So I think we can do really well in this offense.
Sometimes, Nick, players are typecast. I would imagine for you, in maybe a convoluted way, having last year's offense, this year's offense, allows you to look at the NFL and the strategy of offense versus defense in a more expanded way, which makes you a better quarterback, right?
Exactly. It definitely expands your mindset, the way you sort of approach the game, because I've been very fortunate to play in different offices, so you get to see how different plays are run and sort of the tempo of the plays, the rhythm of throwing a route, where to throw a route, how to throw a route, based on where that defender is. And I know you said earlier that just like the tempo of the offense. I mean, I've been in a huddle offense where it's a little slower, and now it's this high-speed offense. So it's pretty cool that I get to experience, you know, we all get to experience just the different
offenses. And both work if you execute the play the right way.
It's really, that's football. You really, preparation, work during the week. You know, when you get to game day, trust what you've learned, trust what you've done during the week, and execute.
Last preseason game, you get the start. I know that means a lot to you, and certainly means a lot to those around you, many of whom are fighting for jobs.
Yeah, I mean, this is definitely, I remember this week last year, and a lot of guys, you know, cuts are tough because you develop these relationships with all these players, and we were together all offseason and throughout camp, and you really bond as a team during camp, and you really get the team cut almost by 50%. So this is really the last chance for a lot of guys to go out there and prove to who they are. And, you know, it's a tough day when cuts happen, but, you know, you just say a prayer and you pray for those guys and the team you do have, you keep together and you work hard.
You're excited about Thursday, right? You're excited about this chance to get out the field?
Oh, definitely.
You love it, right?
I love it. The opportunity to go out there and play. You know, we only get to do this a few times in our life, and we really – you know, you can't play football forever, and it's really a short span, and you really just have to take advantage of every moment you're out there. So I'm really excited to go in front. You know, we're going to be in a different environment. We're going to be in New York. I love playing in front of our fans, but, you know, we're going to play there, and you know, it'll be fun.
Yeah.
Get another time out there with all these guys.
Well, I'm going to circle back to Saturday night. Great drive, 99-yard drive. The whole third and fourth quarter when he came in, points on the board, comeback win. Congratulations. Keep it going.
Thank you. Appreciate
it. Nick Foles in studio here on PhiladelphiaEagles.com.